On a 10-point scale, how important is the decision about purpose and values? What would you say? 10-point scale, what would you say? It is. It's a 10 without any question. I'll tell you why. Every other decision is governed by it. Try to think of one decision. Recruiting, training, selecting, communicating, decision-making, compensating, information systems. Try to think of one decision that isn't governed by purpose and values. You cannot. It's all governed by it. It is like a 12. That's how important it is. Well, if people aren't on the same page on the most important decision, what will result in the decision-making of those people? You'll have tremendous misalignment and confusion. You will not be focusing upon the truly important people because they define it differently. Look at this question. Think very carefully now. What percent of the time and energy are you spending doing things that are urgent but not important? Half the report forms are never even looked at. Half the meetings don't even need to be held. The other half could be cut in half. Here's what we have found, the answer to this question. Over 50% of the time is spent on things that are urgent but not important. Here's good data on this. The Deming Prize-winning organizations, that's a very prestigious prize. It comes from the long-term study of successful organizations, economically and in terms of stakeholder satisfaction, including shareholders, including the supply chain, and cultural audits on the people. Those who have won the Deming Prize are spending their time in quadrant two. The rest are spending their time in quadrant three. Quadrant two is important but not urgent. Quadrant three is urgent but not important, and they know it. Half the time. What defines importance in a culture like that? What? It's important if it's what? If it's urgent. So people can say, look, I am doing 75 to 90% of my time on important things because urgency has defined importance. That's essentially what's happened. Because he points north differently and he has a communication system or an information system based upon his concept of what is most important. And he has a different one and a different one. And then the people who are caught by all of this have to get out your report form and your report form. They have to come to this meeting and this meeting. They live half the day almost going through email, voicemail. They have an absolute avalanche of information coming at them from every direction. People are not on the same page, and it drives every other decision that is made. It literally takes 1.5 more cylinders, and it produces a culture of confusion. Control took 4 of them. Blame took 1 of them. We're only allowed to use 1.5 left. That's it. This is the problem. A paradigm of control, a culture of blame and confusion. We're stuck in the industrial age, in a knowledge worker age. Knowledge has always mattered, but two things have changed. First is the percentage of the value added to a product. It has grown to be the most important thing. Cost used to be 80% on material and 20% on knowledge. Now it is 70-30 the other way. To learn the new mindset of the knowledge-rich age and the new skill set and the new tool set, is analogous to the farmer trying to teach the hunters and gatherers. We all have to undergo profound change. We people don't really fear change. They fear uncertainty. If there is something inside that is certain and does not change, that they can depend upon, they can prosper with change and uncertainty. They can run with it. They can optimize it. They can find it a tremendous advantage. It can be exciting to them. So we introduced today this fifth level, wisdom. There is a compass that will always point to magnetic north. Anyone have a compass? You have one? Okay, hold it away from the machines. Okay, Julie, where does it point? This way, north. How many had it? All right, now you'll find that the indicator, the dark indicator, not the arrow, will always remain the same. The arrow stands for, it's called in scouting lore, direction of travel. In other words, that's our behavior. So if you want to go due east, put it 90 degrees. That's going west. That's 90 degrees west. Now there's 90 degrees. See, there's east. Now put it south. Now, let's say that you have a compensation system that rewards people for internal competition. Okay? But your mission statement says, we value harmony and cooperation. That's what you'll find. That's misaligned. It's going the very opposite of what you say you value. Let's say you value all stakeholders, but really you focus on short-term financial numbers. You don't have a good systematic report card on all stakeholders. That would be misalignment. Now, when people point north in different directions, everything in their structure, systems, and processes will be affected by those decisions and will be misaligned. Okay, put up a magnet next to this, please. Now that literally is what many people's lives are like. They have no sense of something that does not change inside. They have no moral compass. And many organizations don't either. They're pragmatic. They're expedient. They're not principled. And it never develops a soul. And you'll always have a culture of blame and of confusion. That's why it's so important to move into the age of wisdom and apply that into the industrial and the knowledge worker ages as much as you possibly can by bringing those principles that are universal. What do I mean by universal? They don't pertain to anyone's religion. They pertain to everybody's religion, such as fairness, equity, justice, kindness, respect, how you treat people, the development and use of talent, how the mind is used, and to have a sense of meaning, to add value in meaningful ways and to do it with integrity around principles. You're integrated around principles. Now notice, I just went through the four parts of our nature. Body, fairness. Mind, development and use of talent. Heart, kindness, respect. Spirit, meaning and integrity. To live, to love, to learn, to leave a legacy. The industrial model is an economic deterministic model. That's why a carrot and sticking is used. That's why the main information system puts people as an expense.